Now, the National Library of Ireland has acquired the archive of poet Paul Durkin. The collection covers the period from the 1960s to the present day and includes hundreds of the poet's notebooks, letters and cards. Last month, to mark his 80th birthday, RTE's Arena programme broadcast some of his work, and here he is reading his poem, Making Love Outside Áras an Uachtaráin.
When I was a boy, myself and my girl used bicycle up to the Phoenix Park. Outside the gates, we used to lie in the grass, making love outside Áras an Uachtaráin. Often I wondered what De Valera would have thought inside in his ivory tower if he knew that we were in his green, green grass, making love outside Áras an Uachtaráin. Because the odd thing was, oh, how odd it was, we both revered Irish patriots, and we dreamed our dreams of a green, green flag, making love outside Áras an Uachtaráin. But even had our names been Diarmaid and Gráinne, we doubted De Valera's approval. For a poet's son and a judge's daughter, making love outside Áras an Uachtaráin. I see him now in the heat haze of the day, blindly stalking us down, and levelling an ancient rifle, he says, stop, making love outside Áras an Uachtaráin.
Who else but Paul Durkin? Joining us is the director of the National Library of Ireland, Dr. Audrey Whitty. Thanks so much for talking to us this lunchtime. Talk to us, if you would, about this collection. What have you acquired?
We've acquired over 100 boxes of archival material pertaining to Paul Durkin's own collection of archival works, obviously based on his seminal poetry down through the years, from his first publication in 1967 of called Ennsville, through various different ones, including Daddy Daddy and the Berlin Wall Cafe. We have everything, including his correspondence with contemporary writers as well from the period.
Tell us about that correspondence, because I gather a number of other well-known names are in there.
Yes, Paul Durkin, obviously being such an important figure in the latter half of the 20th century, Irish society as well as culture, he would have corresponded with obviously Seamus Heaney, who he would have been very close to, and John McGahern, John Montague, and several others. So all of that is now in the archive that's been acquired by the National Library of Ireland.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe his role and his importance? Because for a poet, he's unusually well known.
I think his importance is incredible, and actually we're only kind of coming to terms with it now. Much like Edna O'Brien and obviously Seamus Heaney himself, and indeed McGahern, I mean, you can't divorce Paul Durkin from that time period of, let's say, 1965 up to the year 2010 in Irish contemporary history, nor would we want to. And it's just so, it's really comforting to know that that archive now will be in perpetuity held by the National Library of Ireland and accessible to everybody. It's one of the most democratic things this family could have done, and we thank them most sincerely for it.
Talk to us about that then, when you say it'll be accessible to everybody. Will some of the material be on display, or how will this work?
Well, in terms of the National Library, once it's catalogued and also gone through a conservation preservation check, it'll be accessible to anybody in the manuscripts reading room of the National Library. And indeed, some of the publications that came with it will be accessible through the main reading room of the National Library. So all you need is a reader's ticket, which you can get online at nli.ie, and come in and access that material, which will be done within the next couple of months. A huge amount of work has already gone into it, thanks to colleagues in the National Library, and also thanks to his family as well.
Mm-hmm. It's very exciting, isn't it? How important is it to the National Library that you continue to acquire collections like this?
It's so important in terms of the history of this country, because ultimately it's a cultural phenomenon in terms of Paul Durkin's work. He would have been, he would have seen so many changes in recent Irish history, and he would have noted a lot of that through his incredible work in poetry. And as you say, he's very widely read. So it's very important that the National Collections reflect, I suppose, the what took place in Ireland at any given moment in time. And obviously, Paul Durkin's remit covers, six and a half decades. So it's an extraordinary archive for the National Library to acquire, and we're absolutely delighted about it. And it couldn't be more timely, considering we're looking at that period now, both in literary terms and in terms of historical, by way of examination of Ireland's contemporary culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you think about it, we're very fortunate, aren't we, that we've had so many poets and other writers who've chronicled how Ireland has changed from the 50s and 60s onwards.
We're very fortunate, and obviously we have the Edna O'Brien archive, and obviously Seamus Heaney, W.B. Yeats. We have huge amounts in the National Library of Ireland, all of which are accessible. So I think we're a very fortunate country. There's no doubt about it. We're very rich in literature, and we're very, very rich in anything cultural. But it just shows you the importance of a national cultural institution like the National Library, by way of the democratisation of the national collections, and the fact that it is accessible to anybody who would like to come in and examine material firsthand, which is wonderful.
Yeah, well, listen, thanks indeed for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Dr. Audrey Whitty, who's the director of the National Library of Ireland.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.